Hey all, Grammy Ann here, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I started this because there are so many things I just have on my mind and wanted to share them with people. If you have things that you want to hear about or that you are curious about, please drop me a line and let me know. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. You find me there, Grammy Ann. I just ask that you please keep it clean. Any remarks, please keep them nice. In the meantime, I've got a sponsor message for you next. And after that is the new message, the very first one for the podcast called Marked Safe from the Chaos, My Journey to Buy Toilet Paper and Other Ramblings. I'll talk to you soon.
Hi all, it's Granny Ann's podcast. Thank you for coming and welcome you all. Just a short thought today for the very first of many, many fun podcasts. I'm marking myself safe from shopping. I went out today and did quite a few things and ended up at the market. Of all things, of course, I hadn't bought my ration of TP yet, toilet paper. Wondering if I was going to look like a hoarder or not with my 1 24-pack. I digress. Anyway, I went to the market. There didn't seem to be a rush on anything. Half the shelf was empty, but what I used was still there. That doesn't mean it's bad or good. It just meant that they must have had a sale on something else. So I picked up my 24-pack and happily went to the register after getting a few other items. Nobody seemed to be rushing, pushing, or shoving to get into the toilet paper aisle with me. And I generally felt at ease in the market. So, thank God. There, in the rural America, there are people that know how to do things, know how to fend for themselves, and understand that toilet paper isn't the only thing you can wipe your rear end with. Essential oils, apple cider vinegar, things like that, if you're worried about the coronavirus or the flu. Look up natural cures and natural remedies for cleaning. Apple cider vinegar and water clean, wipe your counters down. There's so many things out there that can kill bacteria. A good one, tea tree oil can kill MRSA, kill staph. There's many essential oils that can do that. Boost your immune system, that are antiseptic, analgesic. CBD oil is another thing that is helps with your pain or other issues that you're dealing with. Just look at all the alternatives out there. You're going to find that if you don't think outside the box, outside the TV box, you're going to be stuck like a sheep behind the wolf saying, "Hey, I've got this answer for you," as he leads you into the slaughter. So, don't count on someone else for issues of the bathroom genre. Don't count on someone else to think for you. Think ahead. Look at the possibilities. Stop eating processed and canned foods so that it doesn't kill your gut bacteria, which is what helps keep you healthy. Okay? Use oregano, tea tree, turmeric. A lot of different oils have great properties to help boost your system and kill bacteria. Don't forget, though, to always wash your hands. You touch something foreign, wash your hands. If you think you need gel to hurry up and quick wipe your hands off, put a washcloth and put some soap on it and get it wet and put it in a baggie and take it with and wipe it off that way. Best best way to, if you can't get anything to gel your hands up with, put some oregano oil on it. Put some tea tree oil. Use that as well because it keeps the bacteria down. Just be smart. Don't sneeze without covering your mouth. Don't cough without covering your mouth. Make sure you are aware of what your surroundings are, of people, and if they're sick, walk around people. You know, it's not a bad thing. Back in the 20s and 30s, they had some really, there was typhoid and other, tuberculosis. There was a lot of things going on back then, and people just had to use their brains and actually think about what would be the best option for me to keep me, my family safe, and someone else safe. That was not to go out, to commission someone else to go out to the store for you. Back then, people were really kind and available to do those things. And there are people in your life, I'm sure, today that are the same way. But you've got to get those things set up in place. It's not an inconvenience when you think of someone else in your process. It's not an inconvenience for them. Just think ahead. Make a list. Have a list ready. Talk to your pharmacist if you need someone to go pick up your antibiotics for you, say, from the doctor. Or have the doctor send to the pharmacy or to a pharmacy that can send it to you. There are Safeway and Fred Meyer's, I believe Fred Meyer's, that will deliver your groceries. So there are so many things. You could even have Domino's deliver a pizza if you're that desperate. I would actually rather have Miss Meyer's, the great grandma down the street, making me fresh chicken noodle soup. Okay? Because I know that's going to help me too. With fresh stuff, always works, folks. So, make your list and go down the list of antiseptic gel for your hands, toilet paper, vitamin C, and then go and make a second list next to that and make a list as to what you could use other than toilet paper, hand wipes, wet wipes, things like that, okay? There's always another alternative. Paper towels, wet with soap, or just wet. Okay. The gel. There's always soap. Wash your hands. Keep your hands clean if you're staying at home. Then, the last thing, make sure you have vegetables or fruits or things like oranges, whatever, that has high vitamin C content, high vitamin content for you, and a high bacteria keep away ability, like chicken noodle soup, the fresh, fresh made chicken noodle soup, not from the can. So you guys, make that list. Think ahead. Don't panic. Nothing is going to go off the shelves if you're in rural America. Only in the cities where people don't have that little plot of space to be able to grow. And you can still grow even in the kitchen, and that's another podcast. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye. I thank you for listening. God bless you all. And Grammy Ann is signing off.